Welcome to Shom Achshav on the Daf Shir sponsor Lunish Masam Yaakov Shom Le'abas Yitzchok. We're holding in Gittin Daf Yod Ches. The Gemara on Daf at the top of the page says, "The why are we not choishish that someone wrote a get, put it in his pocket, and is waiting for the opportune time to give the get to his wife, and then he will have a get that was written in an earlier time with the wrong zman?" Says the Gemara, the reason we're not choishish to this is because Lo Magdim Inish Puranuso Le'nafshei. A person is not going to bring earlier in him a puranus. Writing a get that he's not certain he wants to give right away, that is considered to be to bring a puranus. Geushin is puranus. Geushin is something bad. So a person is not going to write geushin until he's not 100% certain that he's going to do the geushin. One does not bring on himself a puranus early. The Chasam Sofer in Shuvo in Eben Ezer Chek Aleph Simin Samach Tes speaks about this idea that a person should not prepare his kaver before he dies. And he says two main reasons for it. One reason is a person doesn't know exactly where he's going to be, which location he's going to be. When the Chasofer wrote his tshuva, it's not very easy to transfer a body from one place to another. And if he's going to be nifter in a different location, how will they bring him back here to his kaver? The tzibur doesn't have to come and pay for that. But then the Chasofer adds another reason. And he says, Lo Magdim Inish Puranusu L'Nafshei. The same idea the Gemara says over here. A person should not prepare the Puranus before it's supposed to come. Why are you dealing with a Puranus, something bad, which is Misa? And he brings a Raya to this. And the Raya is from Avraham Avinu. The Avraham Avinu, after Sori, I mean, he was Nifter. Then he got busy in buying Maris and Machpelah to bury her. Why didn't he buy it before? Why only after the Ptira? You see, a person should not be busy buying a kaver before the Ptira. But on the other hand, we find the Tashbetz, the Rishon, and Shuv Chelek Gimel Simen Yud Gimel. He speaks there about, is there a mitzvah to dig a kaver? Only the mitzvah is only to bury the mace. Says the Tashbetz, there's no mitzvah to dig a kaver. Because a person can dig his own kaver before his Ptira. And he says, that's the Pasuk of Shad, the Pasuk by Yaakov Avinu. The Yaakov Avinu said, "Bekivri shekarisi li be'eretz Kanan." When Yaakov Avinu prepared his kaver in Eretz Kanan, he dug the kaver before he was nifter. So he says, a person can do it before he's nifter. There's no mitzvah to go and do it after he was nifter. You see, from here, the Tashbetz seems to say clearly that one could prepare his kaver while he's still alive. And in Sefer Gesher Chaim, he brings that people have a minhag to buy the kaver before they die. And it's based on Chazal in a few places. That smashma, that there is an inyan for one to have a kaver while still alive. The Medrash Rabbah in Vayikra says the person should have some chelik in his kaver where he's going to be buried. And the mashmos of the Yerushalmi in Moed Katan is that a person should be buried in something that belongs to him. Mashma, there is an inyan to have a kaver and there is a minhag that way. But what about the question of the Chasam Sofer, or Gemara that says, Lo Magdim Inish Puranusu L'Nafshei? So in that L'chur, there's a simple answer. And this is based on a Maharsha in Soto Daf Chof Aleph, when the Gemara there speaks about that the Torah is Magnu Matzlo. So says the Maharsha over there, that the Torah is Magnu for a Puranus and Yisurim, but not for Misa, not from death. And one way to understand the Maharsha is, Misa, death on its own, is not a puranus. When a person dies prematurely, before his time, that's a puranus. If a person dies in a tragic way, that's a puranus. But a regular misa of a person, that's something that everybody has to go through. That's not a puranus to come to misa. Gerushin is not something that's supposed to happen. As we're going to see in the end of the Masechta, when a person divorces his wife, even the Mizbeach is crying. Gerushin is out of the ordinary. It's always a puranus. But it means so for a person to have a chelik where he's going to be buried eventually, that's not considered to be magdim peronuso, because that's where everybody's going to. That's part of Seder Achaim, the one we'll get to in any case. So Yumele, this is not under the category of magdim peronuso l'nafshei. Anyone who wants to join the Shom Achshava email list to WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.